Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Presentation of Mary in the Temple. When she comes, according to custom, when she comes to offer her life to God, as all of us are called to do, all of us. Lord, here I am. I am your servant. I am your son. I am your daughter. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. May each of us, even today, come before God and offer our lives to him. The Byzantine liturgy proclaims, today is the prelude to God's munificence and the announcement of salvation in the temple of God. The Virgin is seen openly, foretelling to all the coming of Christ, the most pure temple of the Savior, his most precious bridal chamber. The Virgin, sacred treasury of God's glory, enters today into the house of the Lord, bringing with her the grace of the divine Spirit. Wherefore the angels of God are singing, behold the heavenly tabernacle. Wherefore let us cry out to her with all our strength, joy to you, fulfillment of the Creator's plan. Asking the Blessed Mother that she was the fulfillment of the Creator's plan in terms of her life, being just the one who comes before the Messiah himself. In this prayer, we're saying to Mary, help us to present our lives to you. Help us to give our hearts to you, that you may draw us close to your Son, that you may bring us even into union with your Son. Mary, pray for us. That's what we should be praying today. Mary, pray for us. One writer says, everything that humans build was already diminished by the praise in her heart. Listen to that again. Everything that humans build was already diminished by the praise in her heart. Let's take a look at the first reading from the book of Maccabees, chapter 6, verses 18 to 31. Eleazar, one of the foremost scribes, a man of advanced age and noble appearance, was being forced to open his mouth to eat pork, but preferring, because pork was unclean and no Jew would touch it, but preferring a glorious death to a life of defilement, he spat out the meat and went forward of his own accord to the instrument of torture, as people ought to do who have the courage to reject the food which it is unlawful to taste, even for love of life. How many things have we tasted that defile us? And I'm not talking about physical food. All the things we eat and drink, all the things we imbibe that we try to digest, that take us away from God. And this man, though very elderly, said, no, I will not eat. Those in charge of that unlawful ritual meal took the man aside privately because of their long acquaintance with him and urged him to bring meat of his own providing, such as he could legitimately eat, and to pretend to be eating some of the meat of the sacrifice prescribed by the king. In this way, he would escape the death penalty and be treated kindly because of their old friendship with him. So he's offered a way out. Deceive. Just deceive others. It's for a greater good. It's for your life. But Eleazar made up his mind in a noble manner, worthy of his years, the dignity of his advanced age, the merited distinction of his gray hair, and of the admirable life he had lived from childhood. And so he declared that above all, he would be loyal to the holy laws given by God. He wanted to proclaim the greatness of God, the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God. And he was willing to do that by giving up his life. How about you and me? I ask myself the same question. What would I do in similar circumstances? He told them to send him at once to the abode of the dead, explaining, at our age, it would be unbecoming to make such a pretense. Many young people would think the 90-year-old Eleazar had gone over to an alien religion. How often do we think what our thoughts and words and actions prepare for the generation to come? Our children, our grandchildren. What kind of a world are we building? You say, well, I can't change the world. No, you can't change the world. But by giving yourself to God, by taking his commandments as your priorities and living by them, you can change a whole generation. I'm not exaggerating. Should I thus pretend for the sake of a brief moment of life they would be led astray by me, while I would bring shame and dishonor on my old age? Even if, for the time being, I avoid the punishment of men, I shall never, whether alive or dead, escape the hands of the Almighty. Therefore, by manfully giving up my life now, I will prove myself worthy of my old age, and I will leave to the young a noble example of how to die willingly and generously for the revered and holy laws. Eleazar spoke thus and went immediately to the instrument of torture. And those who shortly before had been kindly disposed now became hostile toward him, because what he had said seemed to them utter madness. You can hear it. Oh, he's ridiculous. How stupid. Well, if he wants to throw his life away, let him go ahead. You can hear it. You've heard it, probably. When he was about to die under the blows, he groaned and said, "The Lord in his holy knowledge knows full well that although I could have escaped death, I am not only enduring terrible pain in my body from this scourging, but also suffering it with joy in my soul because of my devotion to him." What a testimony. This is how he died, leaving in his death a model of courage and an unforgettable example of virtue, not only for the young, but for the whole nation. Take a look at this passage seriously for your own life. Ask the Blessed Mother, whose heart was totally set on God as well. Pray, ask for the grace to put God first in everything. Psalm 3, "The Lord upholds me. How many are my adversaries? Many rise against me. Many are saying to me, there's no salvation for him. But you, O Lord, are my shield, my glory, the lifter of my head. When I call out to the Lord, he answers me from his holy mountain. When I lie down and sleep, I wake again, for the Lord sustains me." Do you believe that? It's true. When we live by God's standards and values, when we obey his commandments and we live by them and repent immediately when we fail, if we do that, we can be assured of God's care for us. Do you have enough faith to believe that and to live out of that? Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now, a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, that means he was an enemy of the Jews, he was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead. He was really curious, and he climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. And when he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." That statement has a double meaning. On the outside, you know, it looks to people, yeah, I want to come to your house. But what Jesus is really saying is, I want to enter into your life. Today I must stay at your house. And he came down quickly and received him with joy. And when they saw this, all the others, they began to grumble, saying, "He's gone to stay at the house of a sinner." So who is this Jesus anyway? But Zacchaeus stood there. He didn't pay any attention to what other people were saying. Do you see this? But Zacchaeus stood there and he said to the Lord, "Behold," all he had to do was look at the Lord and have the Lord look at him. And he says, Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. If I extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. Now, there's a great many acts of conversion going on here. Is God calling you to deeper conversion? Is God calling you to give up an area of sin? Is God calling you to say, I want to come and spend time in your house? I want to come and see you. God is always inviting himself. He's always being ready to be received by us. But because we have free will, he waits for our invitation. How often do you say, Lord, welcome in my life today. Lord, walk with me. Lord, help me carry this cross today. Lord, give me wisdom today. Give me help today. Lord, be with me. How often do we invite him? Zacchaeus did. Zacchaeus invited him into his own home. Brothers and sisters, so often as I talk to people, they say, oh, that's nice if you believe that. That's nice if you think that. That sounds nice. But they don't believe. And so they just see it as a nice image, a nice idea. Might give us a little inspiration. Rather than, if we present ourselves to God and repent, as was done here, Zacchaeus repented. He said, if I've done anything wrong with anyone, I'll repay it, even up to four times over, I'll repay what I've done wrong. That's an incredible turnaround for a tax collector. And he was a chief tax collector. Could take a lot for himself, so to speak. And he didn't. Not that he didn't cheat or lie or steal, but he didn't revert to that when he was invited by Jesus. He didn't revert to his old ways. He totally changed. I'll repay fourfold. Brothers and sisters, there is a grace of conversion, whether it's in one area of our lives or if it's the whole orientation of our life that's directed more away from God. Maybe we pay token acknowledgement different times, but our life is not governed by the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the love of God, the commandments of God. We don't live by them. If there's anyone in that place today who's listening to this program, God wants you to do what Zacchaeus did. Lord, come into my house this day. Lord, I repent this day. Ask the Blessed Mother on this feast day of hers. Ask the Blessed Mother to pray for you, that you may have the courage to turn away from sin and to give yourself to God. You will never be disappointed. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.